Right, you're listening to the Johnny Hero Show here on U105. We caught up with John Mitchinson last year for the first QI Facts to Blow Your Socks Off book. Now there's another one. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
So, again, the bizarre number, 1,339. Well, was that a target you had?
Well, we set the precedent last year with 1,227,
yeah.
Which, if you remember, is just what we came up with when we'd actually counted them all up. We'd aimed for 1,000 and then overshot by 227.
Tell you what, publishers aren't used to that, you know, submitting more than you need.
Well, there you go. And we thought, actually, it's a much better number, much more QI number than 1,000.
Yeah.
You put 1,227 in, you get our book up on Google. So 1,339, we just thought, well, we can't give people less than they got last year. So it's a 9.15% uplift in factage.
Yes, there you go. And it's giving you another bit of research. The names of the authors aren't on the cover of the book.
Yeah, we're very modest human beings.
I think it's because you don't want to be challenged in public by some of these facts. You know?
To be honest, we love being challenged in public, and we have been already challenged on several occasions. The most extreme is in one of the facts that's in this current book, which is Zachary Quinto, who plays Spock in the new Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
The fact that we had impeccable sources, New York Times, that he couldn't do the Vulcan salute without taping his fingers together. And he actually went onto YouTube with Leonard Nimoy, the original Spock, and proved it to the world that he could do it. So that's something we're going to have to correct for the new edition.
But, you realise now there's thousands of people just sitting trying to do that. Vulcan, me being one of them, you know?
Live well and prosper.
On any given day, half of the world's population are wearing jeans. The small pocket in the front of your jeans was designed for pocket watches.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that, I mean, the thing is we don't mind being challenged because we don't make this stuff up. I mean, we all, you know, one of the things you can do, anybody who wants to check the sources, if they go on to QI.com and look up the book on there, all the sources, and there's pages and pages and pages, it'd take you years to go through it all.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's taken us a long time to gather them all together. So, yeah, the genes fact is great. I mean, you know, you'd have to say at any given time, obviously it's an estimate, but there's a solid source for each of the facts in the book.
You see, it's funny. Jeans is a classic case of that's the way we've always done it. You know, pocket watches and then jeans like 100 years later. Because any bands I ever played in, guitarists always told me the pocket was for guitar plectrums.
Yeah, well, you know? Of course.
Yeah.
So, each story invents a new, each generation. But the one I loved, you know, it wasn't until the 1940s that they took the, this isn't in the book, but they took the crotch rivet out of the of Levi's. Apparently it was the one of the problems was cowboys by the campfire. You know, you'd be sitting there getting warm. You can imagine what
yes.
happens next.
Yes, so brilliant. Again, I love the little, I mean, I'm saying little tales, they're all in two or three lines, you know, between celebrities. You know,
yeah.
The interaction. So for Christmas in 1936, Salvador Dali sent Harpo Marx a harp that had barbed wire strings.
Yes.
So then Harpo sent back a photograph of himself with bandaged fingers.
Know, isn't that brilliant? It's just, I mean, and that's one of the things we try to do is obviously the you know, that is that a fact? I mean, it is a fact, but it's more of a little story. And I think a lot of the things in the book I love are those. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, who knew? I didn't know until we started doing it that John Lennon and Paul McCartney both had cats called Jesus. I mean, it's just brilliant.
See, these are great. I again, about the cyclist, Mario Cipollini,
yeah.
In the Tour de France, had a photograph of Pamela Anderson taped to his handlebars.
I know, to keep him going on those long hills, get his testosterone levels
up. It's like a donkey with a carrot dangling in front of it, you know? So, I mean, these are brilliant. You did a lot of the research for the TV show as well,
sure,
John.
Sure, yeah.
So do you find yourself, if you're out in a pub or out in a restaurant, people will see if you remember any of these?
Oh, we do. We get a certain amount of testing. And I think, you know, and it's often the good ones you do remember. But as I say, you know, we're just fact farmers, really. We're finding them and putting them in, hopefully, in sequences that where you put things next to one another that create a bit more resonance and a bit more of a memorable kind of string. And then, but yeah, I mean, we're always happy to be challenged. It seems to us that James, who's one of the other authors on the book, does this great little talk about a thing called the half-life of facts. We did it in the series a few weeks ago, which is that it's amazing. Often facts that look like they're absolutely true and solid, you know, 50 years later are no longer true anymore. You know, science has moved on, things have changed. So in a way, all these facts in the book, to some degree, ought to come with a warning. You know?
Yeah. Have you found in the course of your research, you've actually exploded certain myths, you know, things that people took for granted were correct?
Oh, I mean,
certainly
I think a lot of the general ignorance on the show is that. And it's one of the reasons I think the show's popular with particularly with kids at school, because they love it when they find out, you know, that the things that look, you know, that the tallest mountain is not Mount Everest. It's Mauna Kea in Hawaii, and again, that's a classic thing. It just depends if you measure a mountain from its base to its summit, then Everest isn't the tallest, because obviously Mauna Kea goes right down to the bottom of the ocean, and Everest isn't even the furthest point from the center of the Earth. In fact, there are beaches in Ecuador that are further away from the center of the Earth than the summit of Everest, because the Earth isn't a perfect sphere, you know.
John, you'd better keep quiet, because I do a quiz every day, and you now just destroyed maybe two of the two of the quiz questions that come up quite often. You know?
Well, I think that's the thing. What we like to do, Johnny, is to get people to think and to look a bit more carefully at stuff. You know, obviously it's fun, but sort of myth-busting. Everybody loves a bit of that. But it's just really the whole point of QI is to say the world's just a bit more interesting and a bit more strange and a bit more mysterious than it may look at first sight.
So what's next for you then? I mean, do you constantly research all these facts?
Well, we're just literally, we've just started on the L series. The K series is about to finish, and we've just started at the beginning of January. And that will be being filmed in... So we're looking at... What am I up to at the moment? Lettuce, Lesotho, lice,
yes.
Lungfish. You know, you can imagine. And the great thing is we go hell for leather for the first part of the research, just finding as many L-related things as we can. And then it sort of starts to clump together into shows, into themes. So we'll write up the scripts. And then, yeah, hopefully we'll have... We'll have another fat book for Christmas.
You're going to be in gainful employment for the foreseeable future.
Well, there is no shortage of facts. That's one of the brilliant things. And everybody who says, you must come up against things that, you know, people said last year that the K, that must be a tricky letter, but actually it's not. Once you've done all the you know, the knights and knaves and knobs and knockers, and you know, it just goes, there's endless possibilities. I think it's one of those things. It's a bit like, you know, when you increase magnification, that thing, the closer you get to something, the more stuff arises. It's just you never get to the bottom of knowledge. You never get to, you know, we'll never understand everything. There will always be mysteries, things that don't seem quite right.
Well, but I mean, you know that your books have been bestsellers. This one's a bestseller as well. But loads of people are out there masquerading as the font of all knowledge, thinking they're the only ones who bought the book. You know, I was talking to, we were having a discussion at Christmas, and something came up about Andorra. It was about, where is Andorra? It's between France and, you know, this kind of, because they were actually talking about football.
Yeah.
And a guy just says, do you know the Andorran army has only got 10 soldiers? And I'm looking at him saying, you read that book, didn't you? You know, so.
I know. You do get it. It's funny. You get people. I mean, it's you know, I noticed now in pub quizzes. Okay, I'm not often at pub quizzes, but I was at a big, fairly big kind of, there's a pen, international pen to a big literary quiz, and they managed to persuade me to go on one of the teams. And I have to say, at least four of the questions I was absolutely sure that we'd get right, because they were taken from QI. So I suppose we have entered the culture in some way, and that means it's just good. It just means we have to get better. We have to go and find even more, even stranger stuff.
Well, it's brilliant, John. This book, it's my kind of book. It's, you know, you can pick it up for 2 minutes, you can read it for an hour. It's just, it's thoroughly entertaining. And again, the trick is trying to retain the knowledge, you know, trying to remember it. But it is great. Listen, good luck with further endeavours, John.
Thank you.
I hope we're speaking to you again next year, okay?
I can think of nothing nicer, Johnny. It's great to come on and trade facts.
John, thank you very much, sir.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, folks. John Mitchison from QI. And, of course, the latest book is 1339 QI Facts to Make Your Jaw Drop.